927 4CC. Let's catch up with Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Hello, Butch.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, going all right. How's Central Queensland been going over the past week since we last had a chat, mate?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy. We had a good clear-up on the weekend, so in relation to copper theft in and around the local businesses in town, and the concerning ones, high-voltage power station areas that they're breaking into and stealing copper, so it's good to get those blokes sorted. 20 offences, all ranging from enter premise and commit, which is stealing the copper and then going and pawning it off at the local recyclers. Right.
And CCTV footage helped big time.
Yeah, it's once you get a sort of an idea of who it is, just look around the areas and we follow up on CCTV footage and clean them all up that way, and it's very, very, very handy tool for us, as we talk about every week.
Places like Leading Edge Gladstone Hi-Fi, and they can help you out with CCTV cameras to make sure that you're a little bit safer. And, of course, like you have always said, mate, it does help you guys a lot too, not just with the premises that they're installed in, but it could help with other things that happen close by.
100%. And look, it's the first two we go to now. If we get an idea, especially Gladstone, being Gladstone and Billawheeler and the like, all the police know the local offenders. So as soon as we get an idea of who it is, just a glimpse of a CCTV footage with clothing and shoes and tattoos and the like, we go and pick them up straight away.
Yeah, all right. Auckland House, mate, there was a couple of youths that broke into there.
Yeah, three 16-year-olds have been dealt with by way of juvenile justice. Yeah, smashed their way in on late on Sunday night last week and helped themselves with some alcohol, and they were pretty easy again through CCTV footage to identify and go and find them. They were all hungover as you know what, and were easy to deal with.
And last week was Road Safety Week. How did that all go for the locals across the region, mate?
Yeah, overall, everyone in the policing area was really happy with the way Road Safety Week went. A couple of high speeders up on the highway and out towards Billawheeler and that, but they've all been dealt with. And a couple of high-range drink drivers, which again is getting into the warmer weather, we're going to see more parties and more people deciding to drive home. And again, we implore that you don't, if you're going to drink, make sure you've got a plan B. Go and get a cab or a mate to drive you home, or stay at someone's house to do something other than jumping in your motor vehicle and driving. Because at the end of the day, it's not just you that's going to be inconvenient. Someone else giving you a lift to work, giving you, if you drive for work for a living, you could lose your job, all those sort of things that you sort of don't think about when you've had a gin full and decide to jump in the car and get home and save yourself $20 for a cab.
Oh, mate, before we go, if anybody has got any information, they can call Crime Stoppers.
1-800-333-000.
And the Facebook page, My Police Gladstone's been going really well too, eh?
Mate, it's fantastic. The feedback we get, they share a lot of the other crime groups that are in Facebook. They share it on their websites as well, and Facebook pages and the like. And the feedback and results we're getting for that page is amazing. So
awesome.
Jump on board, have a look, check it out. Jump on online at police.qld.gov.au, have a look at that. It's got heaps of information in relation to home security and safety as well, and heaps of tools you can use around the house daily.
All right, Butch, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up again next week, eh?
No worries. Everyone have a safe week, and I'll talk to you later.
You too. There's Sergeant Wayne Butcher keeping us up to date on what's happening across Central Queensland here on 4CC.